From Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous share. We saw Neflos B'Taras Hashem, the Indian of the Carbon Pesach. We saw there were two dinim in the Carbon Pesach, Midin Pesach Shabo, Midin Carbon Shabo. And now we are continuing again based in the Torah of Hagon, Habilti Nishkach, Mordechai Elephant, Zichrono Levracha. The din is that a behema that was separated before Pesach, l'shem Pesach, Pesach, and was shechted before Pesach, l'shem Shlamim, is kosher. But if it was shechted l'shem Pesach, it's pasul because it's lo bezmana. So, if you shechted not in the right time, there's a din. You should do it shelo l'shma, not l'shma. If you're doing it shelo l'shem Pesach, then it's kosher al Shlamim. So now, the Gemara asks a shayla. This is a Gemara in Meseches Psachim and Daf Samach Omed Beis. Yibay lehu Pesach sheshechtu b'shar yamos hashana. He shechtu the Pesach the rest of the year l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo. Both l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlamim. Mao, what's the din? Do we say asi mi asi shelo l'shmo or mapik le midei l'shmo or machshir le'olo? Do we say that the shalol lishmo, which in this case is machshir, excludes from the machshava of lishmo, which passels, and therefore it's kasher? Other nisht, maybe not. So does the lishmo motzim from the shalol lishmo motzim from the lishmo? Kiyasa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar Amris lishmaitza kamdir of Yirmiya. I said over this Shaila to Rav Yirmiya. That you can be poshate the suffix. You can resolve this suffix by learning a binyan av. You could say as I. Ho'il. Since. L'shmo machshir b'zmano. L'shmo makes it kosher in the right time. Pesach yodalit b'nissen. Shelo l'shmo machshir shelo bizmano, and shelo l'shmo makes it and shelo l'shmo makes it kasher shelo bizmano. Ma l'shmo machshir bizmano ein motzi midei shelo l'shmo. That madach the machshav of lishmo, that's machshir bizmano. It's not motzi midei shelo lishmo. In other words, if a person brought the carbon, and he had both thoughts, he had a thought of. Lishmo and shelo lishmo. So mada lishmo, which is machshir bizmano, isn't motzi shelo lishmo, and therefore if a person shechted shelo lishmo v'lishmo, what's the din? It's pasul. So av shelo lishmo, so to afuch. If a person shechted shelo lishmo, which is machshir shelo bizmano, which makes it kosher, not in the right time, ein motzi umidei lishmo, pasul. It's not motzi from the machshavis lishmo. And it's pasul. Just like in the right time when you're supposed to have lishmo. If you also have a shelo lishmo, it's pasul. So too in the not in the proper time of the Pesach, where you need a shelo lishmo, if you put also a lishmo in there, it's also pasul. Varmar li lo. And Rabbi Yirmiya demurred. He said you can make the following pircha. I amris b'shelo lishmo. If you say by shelo lishmo that the machshav of lishmo isn't motzi mimeno and machshir the carbon, you know why? That's because the shelo lishmo is very chamor. Shkei noig b'chol hazvachim. It's noig in all the zvachim. So therefore, when you have a machshava of lishmo and shelo lishmo, or shelo lishmo and lishmo, when you have a machshava of shelo lishmo and lishmo, the reason the lishmo doesn't help you and it's pasul is because this psul is chamor. It's noig b'chol ha'zvachim. In all zvachim, there's a psul of shelo lishmo. It's not always the same, but Pesach and Chatas, it's pasul lagamrei. Other kabanos, it's kasher to shelo balam shem chayva. Ra'akopanim, the shelo lishmo is noig b'chol ha'zvachim, therefore it's chamor. So the lishmo is not going to help you. Tomar b'lishmo, whose din is kal, that passes a Pesach shlo b'zmano, who is a more kal din, shekein eino noig b'chol hazvachim, ela b'Pesach b'ovad. Are you going to say the same thing about a lishmo? That's not noig b'chol hazvachim. It's only noig b'Pesach. So since the din is kal, it could be that the machshava k'sheira is motzi from the machshavas lishmo, and it's machshir. So if a person shechs lishmo and shelo lishmo, shelo b'zmano, maybe it's kosher because the lishmo is lo nora, because that's normal. That's only a Pesach psul. It's not a psul by other karbanos. So therefore, it's more kal. So maybe the shelo lishmo is motzi miyadov, and it is kosher if he shechs lishmo and shelo lishmo. So fear dois de gemare, my ave Allah. Amarova, Pesach, Shachtu Bishai Moshe Shana. Shelo Vishalolish, Lishmo Vishalolishmo. Pesach, that one shechted the rest of the year. Both Lishmo and Shalolishmo is kosher. What's the raya? Does stam lishmo koi? Stam carbon is lishmo. Vafilu achik shech leishlo lishmo kasher. And nevertheless, when you shecht it, shelo bizmano, shelo lishmo, it's still kosher, even though stam is lishmo. So what do you see? You see alma si shelo lishmo. You see that the shelo lishmo of Pesach b'shayim is hashana. Is mapik le midei lishmo. Is motzi midei lishmo. It's midei stamash and achshav ki lishmo. It takes it out of the category of the lishmo, even though it's stam lishmo. Nevertheless, shechting it takes it out of the category of lishmo. Ki shechet nami, even if you did it beferish lishmo v'shelo lishmo, asi shelo lishmo, mapik lidei mi lishmo. Comes the shelo lishmo, and is motzi midei the lishmo, and it's kasher. That's Rava's conclusion. Amalei Rava adabar havala Rava, excuse me. Dil mishayni hechad omar, mechad lo omar. Maybe we can make a distinction between where he said explicitly that it's going to be lishmo, and that would passel, from where he didn't say it, where it's only stam lishmo, and there would be kasher if stam lishmo and he shechted it shelo lishmo. But if he was explicit about it being lishmo, shelo bizmano is no good. Raya for azachilik. Dala oichla v'shelo l'menu yavach v'shelo l'oichla v'kasher. Sharei im shachat. Korban ha-Pesach b'machshevet le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav. Let's say you had a shechita and it's done for those who are going to eat and those who are not going to eat. It's kosher. It's kosher, it's le'ochlav v'shelo le'ochlav. V'kol heichad shachet le'kol shelo lo'ochlav l'chudei pasul. Whereas, when he shechts it, just shelo lo'ochlav alone, it's pasul. So when he shechts it for both, lo'ochlav and shelo lo'ochlav, it's kasher. But when he shechts it alone, lo'ochlav, shelo lo'ochlav, excuse me, it's pasul. Ve'amai hastam lo'ochlav koi. Why if he shechts it, shelo lochel lechudei, just for those who are not going to eat it, is it pasul? Stamas lochlav. Since stamas lochlav, it should be ki'ilu, he had a machshav of lochlav v'shelo lochlav, which is kasher. Ela shayni heichad amar meichad lomar. So you see from this difference. If he was explicit that it's lochlav v'shelo lochlav, kasher. If he wasn't explicit about it, just he's depending, relying on the stamas lochlav, it's no good. Hachinami habayas also. Shayni heichad amar meichad loyamar. Different where he's explicit about the lishmo, that passes. When he wasn't explicit about it, just stumble lishmo, it doesn't pass. Amar lei. So Rabbi says to Rav Ada bar Ahava, midi irya. Rashi's gear says, hachi hashta. There's no, I'm not buying into your comparison. Bishle mahasam. The gabe stumble lishmo. It works, I understand over there. Kama de lo akar le bishchita, stama vaday lishmokai. Calls man that he wasn't okar at bishchita, it's vaday lishmo. After it was muktash l'shem pesach, you can't change its kedusha to another carbon ali de amira, and only by shechting it l'shem shlomim, you uproot the pesach, shem pesach. If so, bevaday, that it's only omed l'pesach. And nevertheless, the shelo lishmo is effective to be motzi midei stama lishmo to be machshir. So it comes out the mitzad echad, the stama lishmo is muchlat, it's chazak, it's absolute, can't be changed. We touch the shelo lishmo, nevertheless, the shelo lishmo is strong enough to be motzi, to take out, to preclude from the lishmo. So that's a raya that there is a lot of koach for a machshev is shelo lishmo, and therefore I said, well, that if its koach is so much to be motzi midei stama, because it's omed bofen muchlat lishmo, it's absolutely lishmo, similarly, its koach should be strong enough to be motzi midei lishmo, even if he said it beferish. So I'm sticking to my guns. Ela hacha, by machshev es ochlim, that you wanted to shtel tzu, you wanted to compare a machshava of shalolo ochlav to a case of stama. No. Elahacha stama lochlav koi. You want to say that it's stama lochlav? No, even after you're makdashit and the carbon's still alive, dilma mimshchihani, maybe the first people will remove themselves, will recoil from their minui, from their registration on the carbon pesach. V'asa achrini, and others will come, and they'll be kone from the first group. Umimni Uluya, and we'll register on this carbon pesach. The snan, as it says, Nimnin, you're allowed to become a manu, you register. You're allowed to register for the carbon pesach, and you're allowed to retract achi shachin until the shechit. And therefore, even if shalol le ochlav is motzi mistamav, the la'ochlav, and passes the carbon, it's not because the machshav of shalol la'ochlin is so stark, but rather because the stama la'ochlav isn't so stark. So the shalol la'ochlav isn't so strong. The only reason it's motzi me la'ochlav, mi stama la'ochlav, is because the stama la'ochlav isn't so strong, because people who are registered can always retract until the shechita. So therefore, if he said beferish la'ochlav, that explains why there's no koach of shelo. We understand why there's no koach of shelo la'ochlav lehotzi mimenu. If he says beferish la'ochlav, so that's much stronger. If it's stam la'ochlav, it's weaker. And therefore, shelo la'ochlav is motzi mimenu. They didn't say because the stam is weak, but if they said beferish lochlav, there is no koach in the shelo lochlav to be motzi from a beferish lochlav. V'nimtza, it emerges according to this, that only in b'shelo la'ochlav we can make a distinction of hecha de amar and hecha de lo amar. When he said explicitly that it's la'ochlav, then shelo la'ochlav is weak, it can't be motzi. When he didn't say explicitly la'ochlav, it's not so strong for la'ochlav, so therefore shelo la'ochlav is motzi. So that's a chiluk we can make, a distinction we can make. Hecha de amar, hecha de lo amar. Aval b'shelo lishmo. But let's say we're dealing with lo lishmo. Ein l'chalek between where he said and where he didn't say. In both cases, the shelo lishmo is very strong. Why? Because when he didn't say, after his muktish l'shem Pesach, so it's definitely going to stay a Pesach. And nevertheless, the shelo lishmo is motzi midei lishmo. And that'd be the same as if he said it explicitly. Even if he explicitly said, even if he's explicit that it's lishmo, then the shelo lishmo is also going to be strong enough, because the shelo lishmo is very strong. Because it's motzi midei stama, which is very strong. So therefore it's also motzi if he says it beferish. And don't bring me rice from stama lochlov, because that's a weak stama. Ad kan sugis hagemara. V'nishara pshitut shel rava, shel lishmo v'shelo lishmo, b'sha'ar yimot ha'shana kasher, shelomdim mishelo lishmo levad, shemotzi midei stama lishmo. So it turns out that shelo and shelo lishmo, b'sha'ar yimot ha'shana is okay, and we learn from the fact that shelo lishmo alone is motzi midei stama lishmo, so it's also midei, it's motzi midei if he said it beferish lishmo. Because the stama lishmo is very stark, because you can't change it. Baruch Hashem, zachinu la'avor al sugiyat ha'gemara. V'tzarich leva'er, b'men echleku rava v'ravada. What's their machlokas? So, look in the sefer, if you will, of the Brisker Rav on the Rambam. In Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, on page 35a, that proved from Rava his shita that we mentioned in the previous shir, that the Yesod Din Stama Lishmo is a Chalois Din Begufa Korban, that it's Karev Memela Lishmo. That a carbon has a chalois din, that it's lishmo. And the shelo lishmo uproots that. That's a psul chiyuvi. But otherwise it has a chalois din of stama lishmo. It's karev memela lishmo. And therefore Rava holds that there's no difference whether he shechs the Pesach shelo lishmo greida, or he shechs the Pesach lishmo v'shelo lishmo, even if he says shelo lishmo. The stama lishmo is not uprooted from the carbon. And it's as if he shechted it lishmo and shelo lishmo. According to Rava, whenever you have a carbon, Pesach, this carbon Pesach has a din lishmo on it. And yet, if you're shechting it shelo lishmo, That counts. That's motzi it from the lishma. You go with the shelo lishma. Even though it has a din lishma automatically. The stama lishma koi. And nevertheless, when you shecht the shelo lishma, it's kosher. So there's a chalos din of lishma on the carbon, and the shelo lishma is kosher. So you see that shelo lishma is mapik midei lishma. So when you shecht it explicitly shelo and shelo lishma, the shelo lishma is mapik midei lishma, and the carbon is kosher. Because the lishma always sticks with the carbon, no matter what. And since the lishma is six to the carbon, what does the shelo lishma do? It doesn't negate the lishma. What it does is it just adds on the shelo lishma. So if the shelo lishma is pasul, then it pasuls. But if the shelo lishma is kosher, then it kashers. So that's Rava, and that's why Rava holds that if you're even if you're explicit, b'shayim osashana shelo v'shelo lishma, it's going to be kosher. Because anyway, anytime you shech the carbon, shelo lishmo, it's going to have a shame lishmo on it. So that proves Rava. So Rava is like, just saying it as a joke, that Rava is like the Brisker Rav. But the Brisker Rav, Shah would explain Rava. But we still have to understand what's right as Ravada hold, that there's a difference. The shiny hechadam referish lishmo v'shelo lishmo. He says there's a difference if you're explicit about it, that it's shelo v'shelo lishmo. Then it's no good. And if you're not explicit about it, then it's okay. As if in other words, if you shecht it shelo lishmo, and the lishmo is just assumed, then it's okay, it's kosher. The rest of the year. But if you're explicit the rest of the year about the shelo and the shelo lishmo, you add on the lishmo, it's no good. Why? Od yesh layen basugiya. Od sheila. Shami'iri b'dibur ha-matchil Pesach katav that we paskin like Rav Dimi. And what's the din? And the din is Rav Dimi was earlier on in the suga. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Amar Misa Shmaitza Kamid Rabbi Yirmiyah. And I said, Hoil Vilashmo Machshir Bizmano, Shlosh Machshir Shalom Bizmano, Malashmo Machshir Bizmano, Ein Motzi Mede Shalom Lishmo, Av Shalom Lishmo Machshir Shalom Bizmano, Ein Motzi Mede Lishmo. And therefore, puzzle. The Shalom Lishmo doesn't fix the Lishmo. Just like Lishmo is Machshir Bizmano. And nevertheless, it's not Motzi Midei Shelo Lishmo if a person was Machashev. Shelo Lishmo and Lishmo. It's Pasul. So by the Shelo Lishmo also. It's not going to help that he had a Machshav Lishmo, now he has a Shelo Lishmo. It's going to be puzzle. The Kaimelan Kerav Dimi Shepesach B'Shar Yimot Hashana Lishmo V'Shelo Lishmo Pasul. Because the Shelo Lishmo isn't Motzi Midei Lishmo, and it's as if he shechted it only L'Shem Karban Pesach, and it's puzzle. U'B'Toch Dvarav Katav. What does the Meiri say? V'afal pi shecholak rava loymar ho v'stam l'shmo koi u'bnei shu sover pesach b'shar mos hashana tzarech hakiras Hashem. Rava argues and he says no, stam is l'shmo, and yet when you shech the shelo l'shmo it's beseder. The shelo l'shmo is motzi midei l'shmo b'nei shu sover the pesach b'shar mos hashana nita kiras Hashem. And his amira is machshava lishmo. Ve'ein amirato machshavto lishmo mechadeshet klum. U'machshavet shelo lishmo ba'al hachshiro. Harei mikol makom anu poskim she'eino tzarich hakirat shem. V'stamo shelo lishmo. So Rav is all going with his mahalach that Pesach b'sham v'shana needs you to uproot the name Pesach. And his amira and his machshava lishmo isn't mechadesh anything. Because it anyway is lishmo. And what happens with the machshavah shelo lishmo? The machshavah shelo lishmo comes in his machshir. Harei mikol makom anu poskim she'eino tzarich hakirat Hashem. We paskin that you don't need to uproot the name. V'stam shelo lishmo hu. So we are debating Rav is very premise la halacha. We hold the rest of the year at stam shelo lishmo. Umitoch kach nira li lefsok she'eruv machshavot poslot po kishar korbanot. And therefore I'm going to paskin that the eruv machshavas pasels like with other korbanos. So he says, the Meiri says, that the reason I'm disagreeing with Rava l'halacha is because Rava holds that the rest of the year it's stama lishma. And therefore anyway it's lishma and shelo lishma. Because stama is lishma and he's shechting it shelo lishma and it's kasher. So he says, so if explicit about the lishma and shelo lishma, it's also going to be kasher. But l'halacha we hold that stama is shelo lishma the rest of the year. So if he's shechting it stama shelo lishma, that's why it's kasher. Because it's only shelo lishmo, it's not also lishmo. That's what the Meiri says. Aval devrei ha-Meiri tzrichim iyun. Devrei ha-Meiri kashim. Why is this machlokes taloi in the machlokes? Why is this din taloi in the machlokes if Pesach b'Sha'ar Moshe Hashanah requires akira or not? L'chora, the Raya of Rava is that since even if you shechted shelo lishmo alone, it's like shechting it lishmo v'shelo lishmo ho v'lishmo koi v'filu achi kasher. So even if you shechted shelo lishmo alone, that's like shechting it both lishmo and shelo lishmo. Why? Because stam is lishmo and nevertheless it's kasher. So if so, the same would apply when you shechta beferish lishmo v'shelo lishmo, it's kasher. This svara is shaykh even if you say that it doesn't require akira. Because since the Meiri is learning that even though it doesn't require akira, it doesn't require akira. And the Meiri's holding that the rest of the year he says anu poskim sheino tzarich hakiras Hashem and stamo shelo lishmo. He holds the rest of the year it's stamo shelo lishmo and you don't require hakiras Hashem. The rest of you, when you acquire it, shelo lishmo, you're not being okay the shame lishmo. Nevertheless, when you shecht it, beferish l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. So it must be that it still has a shame Pesach. Because if the shame Pesach was nekar, and it only has a shame shlamim, so he's shechting a shlamim, L'shem Pesach. And therefore it should be kosher. Since the Meiri learns that even though it don't require Akira, Nevertheless, if you shecht the beferish l'shem Pesach, it's no good. The rest of the year, it's no good. It must be that it still has a shem Pesach. Because if all it has is a shem Shlamim, so it would emerge that you shechted a Shlamim l'shem Pesach. What's the din of a Shlamim l'shem Pesach? A Shlamim l'shem Pesach is kosher. So why then is it possible the rest of the year? If it really only has a shem Shlamim, and you shechted the rest of the year l'shem Pesach, beferush, it's possible. Why is it possible? You shechted a Shlamim l'shem Pesach, it should be fine. So it must be that it still has a Shem Pesach. And if so, why don't we say also that Stama L'shmo Koi V'afilu Shachto Shelo L'shmo Greda, we should say that it's Stama L'shmo. Why Stama L'shmo? Because it still has a Shem Pesach. And again, the proof it still has a Shem Pesach is if you shechted L'shem Pesach the rest of the year, it's pasul. That can only be if it has a Shem Pesach, that it's not a Shlamim. You're shechting the Pesach, L'shem Pesach, the rest of the year, it's no good. Because it's taken out of Shlamim only. So even according to the Meiri, we should say that it's still Stama L'shmo. It still retains its Shem Pesach even the rest of the year. And therefore, even if you shecht it, Stam Shelo L'shmo, it's considered that you shechted it L'shmo and Shelo L'shmo. Because we just proved that the rest of the year it still is a Shem Pesach. And if the rest of the year it still is a Shem Pesach, and yet you shechted Shelo L'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Why? Because obviously Shelo and L'shmo is kosher. L'shmo and Shelo L'shmo, if it's both, it's kosher. Because here it's a case of L'shmo and Shelo L'shmo. It's L'shmo because it still has a Shem Pesach, as we proved. And it's Shelo L'shmo because that's what his kavana is. And that works. So if that works, if that's kosher, then it should also be kosher if he had explicit kavana l'shmo and shelo l'shmo the rest of the year. That was the shaila. Shaila is, what's the din the rest of the year if he had explicit kavana l'shmo and shelo l'shmo? So Rava holds that the rest of the year it's stama l'shem Pesach. Because as the Briska Rav explained, there's a chalos shem Pesach the whole year. It never goes away. So now when I shechted shelo l'shmo the rest of the year, it's kosher. Because the shelo l'shmo is motzi midei l'shmo. So even if I say explicitly l'shmo and shelo l'shmo, it's kosher. Because that's what I'm always doing. It's always shelo and shelo l'shmo. Even when I'm not explicit about the l'shmo. So just like if I'm not explicit about the l'shmo the rest of the year, it's kosher. So too if I am explicit. And the Rishon says, no, you don't need Akira. You don't need Akira. The rest of the year, it's Stam Shelo L'shmo. So if you shecht it Stam, the rest of the year, it's Beseder Gamor. Okay. The rest of the year, it's also Stama L'shmo. How do you see that? Because if the rest of the year, I shecht it L'shem Pesach, it's puzzle. Why? because it has the Shem Pesach on it. And if I shecht a Pesach, the rest of the year is a Pesach, it's no good. Because if it was only Stam Shelo Lishmo the rest of the year, and I shecht it L'Shem Pesach, it would be kosher, because then it would be a Shlamim L'Shem Pesach. So it must be that the rest of the year, it's stomach for both. And therefore, when I shechted Shelo Lishmo the rest of the year, I'm shechting Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo. So too, when I explicitly shechted Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo, it should be kosher. It's like when the rest of the year, when I shechted explicitly Shelo Lishmo, it's kosher, even though there's also a Lishmo involved. So too, if I'm explicit about the Lishmo, it should be kosher. So that's a kasha on the Meiri. Very brilliant one, if I may say. It's not my own, that's why I'm allowed to say it. Kam shitas HaRambam b'din ha-meilu tzrich ha-meyun. Tzlach, in our sugya, 60b. Divra maschum mai havei aloha. Writes, he's Tameya, that the Rambam is Mashmit, that Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shar Yimos Hashana L'Shmo V'Shlo L'Shmo Kasha. He's Mashmit this din, that if I do it for both, it's kosher. Not only that, even the din of Pesach Sheshachtu L'Shmo Greida B'Shar Yimos Hashana is Pasul, if it's only L'Shmo the rest of the year, that's pasul. It's also not mentioned in the Rambam. He only mentions a Pesach that you shechted and you dalet in the morning is pasul. Psula Mikdash in 15:12. So why does the Rambam omit the din of Pesach B'Shari Moshe Shana Sheshechtu Shelo V'Shelo Lishmo? And why does he omit the din of Pesach Sheshechtu B'Shari Moshe Shana Lishmo Greida? Is also no, is no good. So that's a Tzmi on the Rambam. The Tzlach gives a Teretz, but it's still a Tzarech Iyun. So Mirtz Hashem, Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need. We will see more in the next year. And we will hopefully see Neflos Mitaras Hashem and come to an understanding of this Sugi Abli Neder. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.